Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. The seed is the word of God. Christ is the sower. All who come to him will live forever. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him, and he got into the boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once, because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil, and produced fruit, 160 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears or to hear. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The seed is the word of God. Christ is the sower. All come to him will live forever. That means to say, we don't put an effort to live the word of God. That's not what the parable says. Jesus says, some on the rocky ground, some on the among the thorns, there are lots of temptations for us not to follow the word of God. We can make the choice. The parable, there's no choice. But in the heart, we can choose. What Jesus says is symbolize our heart. If our heart is hardened, then we are not open. Or we don't put God in the first place. Naturally, our faith becomes stale, produces no fruit. We cannot say, it's like that. No. We can make the choice. We have a conscience. We know to what extent we are following Jesus. If we do not put God in the first place, naturally, the consequence will be that we have barrel fruit. Let's ask Jesus to open our heart, telling him we want to follow him.